The chairman of Indian multinational company Adani has defended the company's plan to build one of the world's largest coal mines in Australia. Gautam Adani has told business students coal will help 300 million people in India who still have no access to electricity. Debate over the mine in Queensland has been flagged by Federal Labor as an issue in the by-election in the Melbourne seat of Batman. Anti-Adani coal mine campaigners are again in the national spotlight, protesting outside Parliament House in Canberra on the first day of Federal Parliament for 2018. Climate Council environmental scientist Will Stefan told a crowd of thousands that opening the new coal mine is a mistake.
There is no reason, none, no reason whatsoever scientifically that you would ever open a new coal mine. It's just madness. So anyone who says Adani or any other mine, oh well, we'll still meet our two-degree target, that's rubbish.
Inside Parliament too, debate surrounding the Adani coal mine is back on the agenda. The new coal mine and fears of its potential environmental impact is now casting a shadow over a federal by-election after dominating last year's Queensland state elections. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the forthcoming Batman by-election will be an opportunity for voters to have their say on whether they support the Adani project.
During this campaign, the community of Batman have an opportunity to say to Labor and Liberal that we don't want that polluting Adani coal mine to go ahead. We want those jobs in renewable energy to be coming online because we know that's the future for our children.
Protesters say they won't surrender, and neither will the man behind the proposed Carmichael coal mine. In a rare public speech, one of India's richest men, Gautam Adani, told business students his feelings are hurt by opposition to the mine.
Our project has faced intense resistance, abetted by some international NGOs and competitors who have turned to vicious personal attacks.
The $16 billion Adani coal mine in Queensland would be one of the world's largest and has been widely criticised for its potentially huge impact on climate change. Stop Adani protester Ben Pennings claims Mr. Adani is upset because he may not benefit financially from the investment.
Well, it seems what Adani is having a bit of a whinge or a bit of a sook, as we say here, is that he's invested a couple of billion dollars in what is a dying industry and, yeah, he's wanting Australian taxpayers to bail him out.
Labor won the Queensland state elections after promising to veto a $1 billion concessional loan for the Adani Mines rail line. Opposition leader Bill Shorten last week appeared with anti-mine protesters as Labor prepares to defend the marginal inner Melbourne seat of Batman from the Greens in a looming federal by-election. Minister for Industry Matt Canavan says Labor is putting the future of the Adani project in jeopardy for political gain.
There is concern in those markets about the rise of activism and that impact on governments, and that's why you need strong governments to be able to stand on what they believe and not get soft a few weeks before an election campaign in such a weak and lily-livered way.
Mr. Adani told the Indian business students that while he believes in climate change, furthering coal power will benefit India as a nation and that the mine will go ahead. Adani has not provided details of having secured funding and did not respond to SBS inquiries.